The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited for the show because I'm going to get in some mindset things, how to overcome a stinking thinking mindset, as well as how to exercise. And it's cool. I'm going to share this with you. If you're just tuning in, how to exercise to lose more weight and get more muscle and be healthier in 12 minutes a week than what you're currently doing. So I love this concept. And you may think I'm ridiculous saying that, but I'm going to share some stuff in a couple minutes that's going to be very, very valuable for you to understand how to do that. But I want to get into mindset because I have patients come into me and they say, you know, what happens when you're in a rut? And I don't care who you are, everybody gets into a rut. So for me, and all the research I've ever seen, it's all about trying to do the stuff that's positive. Because when you're in a rut, you only feel like eating potato chips, ice cream, pizza. You don't feel like eating the healthy things. You don't really feel like going to the gym. You just feel like, you know, lying on the couch. And I get it, but you still need to follow the proper mindset and the proper lifestyle rules, right? You need to fuel your body with the right nutrition so your body continue being healthy and working better. You also need to move your body because movement is the key, right? Just for getting stuff moving, getting all the cobwebs out, right? Out of your brain as well. When you move, your brain just works better. But, you know, I'm going to get in a couple mindset things. And this is a big quote. You know, if you understand who Wayne Gretzky is, he was the best hockey player ever. As far as what I've heard, there's been a few good ones, but he's the man in hockey. But he's always said to skate where the puck is going. That's why he's so good. He never skates to where the puck is, to skate where the puck's going. So it's a concept of beginning with the end in mind. You know, it's understandable to have a down day. Everybody has a down day. Everybody feels crappy at times, but the goal is always to skate where the puck's going, always to begin with the end set in mind. Because if you know where you want to be, if you know where your goals are, then you say, I'm going to have a down day. It doesn't matter. But if you have goals you're striving for, you always get back up and you practice better habits and you get your mindset right. So you want to make sure not to make the mistake of looking where your actions and behaviors will lead you in 3 months, 3 years, or three decades from now. You want to make sure you're knowing where it's going to be. You need to know where you're going. Because they say you can be overwhelmed with what you can get done in 3 months. 3 months from now, it's tough, right? You'd be overwhelmed trying to accomplish a lot of things, but you'd be really surprised with how much you can get done in 9 months. So it's a real cool concept. And next thing is you need to remember your big why. I talked about this on the show before, but your big why, right? The letter Y or your big why. If a person has a big enough why, they can endure almost any how. So whatever how is going to come your way, like how am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to deal with my kids that are driving me nuts? How am I going to fix my car? Whatever it is, if you have a big enough why, then all those hows will take care of themselves over time. So basically knowing if your big why is, you know, I want to provide for my family and do it effectively so my kids can have a healthy upbringing, then something is, how do I deal with my kids right now is easily overcomable. So all these mindset shifts. You know, you got to remember why you're on the path to 100% true health. So I want to get into something called burst training or high intensity interval training. It's very cool. And it's could be tough, but basically the number one thing you have to do is figure out your 100% heart rate that your body should have. So it has to do with your age. There's a bunch, it's different for everybody. So really look that up, your 100% heart rate for you. But burst training or HIIT training is powerful, short duration, high intensity exercise. High intensity means different things for different people. So don't be stressed out if you can't imagine yourself doing high intensity exercise, but it can be done anywhere. So if you're traveling, you can do this effectively anywhere. It only takes 2 minutes a day to do. That's the coolest thing, 2 minutes a day to do, and doesn't require equipment. So you don't need any equipment to do this stuff. And it boosts your metabolism and fat burning hormones. This is one of the most important thing for your body. Important things is that it really boosts your metabolism and it helps you burn fat for 2 days after you do the exercises. Now, I'll explain the physiology, how it works, but it's very pro-hormone related. So it boosts your testosterone, boosts your growth hormone, and helps your body to burn fat as well as putting lean weight on. So if you did this religiously and you can measure your body fat would go down, your lean muscle mass would go up, which is everybody's goal, right? No one wants to put on weight of muscle and fat. No one wants to lose muscle and fat. You just want to put lean weight on, which is muscle, and take fat weight off. And a big thing is it changes mindset. So it fights depression. It fights, you know, mindset shifts. It boosts your testosterone and growth hormone, which are both very powerful tools. for getting your body to work better. I'm going to tell you a couple research things. So according to a recent study from Duke University, 156 adult volunteers with major depressive disorder were given medication or aerobic exercise as a treatment. And after 4 months, both groups saw improvement. However, after 10 months, subjects in the exercise group had much lower rates of relapse back into depression than those on the medications. So research conclusions: among individuals with major depressive disorders, exercise therapy is feasible and it's associated with significant therapeutic benefit, especially if exercise is continued over time. So bottom line, exercise worked better than drugs at relieving depression. So I'm going to get into it. I can't do it right now. I wish I could show you. We're going to have a workshop coming up. It's going to be Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. And you could call the office. It's 845-896-1200. And just leave us a message. It's going to be a great workshop. I'm going to show you. It's called Summer Shape. So get you in better shape by summer. But I'm going to show you habits that if you practice them, you'll be in better shape physically and mentally all year long. So burst training, it's exercising at 90 to 100% of your maximal heart rate. So you just don't want to push yourself too hard. If anything, you want to start easier and work your way up. It's three to four sets of three surges or high intensity interval trainings lasting for 20 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds, followed by 20 seconds of rest. I'm going to break up that sentence there a little better. So three to four sets during a workout of three surging things. So let's say I'll paint it out for you. We've done this in the office many times. We've had workshops. We have a lawn area with a nice hill to run, and we had six stations. And at each station, we had a different exercise. So we had three different movements at each station. So if one exercise were squats, then we'd have the advanced group doing jump squats. So squat down, jump up, squat down, jump up. And you did it for 30 seconds straight, as hard as you can go, hard as you physically can do. Everybody's different, but we do 30 seconds straight of jump squats. Now we had a moderate group of just, you know, squatting, coming back up, squatting, coming back up. And then we had a group that had more difficult joint problems, cardiovascular health issues. We just had them hold the squat position the best they could for 30 seconds. So that was one station. Another station might be running up the hill. So you ran up the hill and you got to the top and then you stop. So it was about 20 seconds running up the hill. So you get to the top and then you stop. So it's 20 seconds at each station. And this is the way you train at home as well. Just, you don't move around. You just do it in one spot. 20 seconds at each station followed by 20 seconds of rest, or 30 seconds of rest. One caveat, you don't want to make it longer than 40 seconds, because at 40 seconds, you start shifting from a sugar burner to a fat burner. Now, why is that important? Because if you're a fat burner while you're exercising, then you flip-flop, you do the opposite when you're resting. So if you burn fat while you're exercising, as you would in cardiovascular long-duration exercise, then you don't burn fat when you're done exercising, you burn sugar. So you want to burn sugar while you're exercising so you can burn fat while you're resting. Real important caveat there. So you do that for three sets, right? You do three sets of whatever movement you're doing, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, 30 seconds on. That's three sets. Then afterwards, you rest for 2 minutes. The goal is to be winded, at the maximum level of how much you can handle, your heart rate, your breath. And that's different for everybody. I just want to caveat that again, but do that until you're breathing as heavy as you can. And you can't, then you have to rest for 30 seconds or a minute if you're in between sets to let your heart rate come back down. What it does, it causes your body to burn fat for the next 36 hours to replace your body's vital energy sources, which is a glycogen. So it's been scientifically proven. If you do this, you're going to burn fat while you're not working out. So we say to do it three times a week. So if you worked out today and you push your body hard, don't work out until at least, Monday or Tuesday, depending on what day you're working out. And then you do it 2 days after that, every other day, right? So you can do 3 to 4 days a week and phenomenal results. The beauty of this is it's only 12 minutes. So if you count the exercise time, not the breaks, right? And you're doing 30 seconds of exercise for three sets, that's a minute 30, right? And then if you did three times total, that becomes 4 minutes and 50 seconds. If you do it three times a week, four and a half minutes. If you do it three times a week, it's right around 13 minutes, 12 minutes. That's 30 seconds. If you're doing it 20 second sets and repetitions, then it'll simply be a 12-minute workout a week. And you can get better results from this 12-minute workout than you ever can, working out in a gym for 2 hours. The biggest mistake people make in a gym is taking too much time in between sets. So you work out and then the worst thing in the world you can have is your phone. So you have your phone with you, and then the phone at that point in time, you know, it distracts you, and then you get off track, and then you work out. The biggest thing that drives me crazy, I'm sure you guys feel the same way, is if you're at the gym or working out and people are sitting on a machine on their phone, scrolling social media, watching videos, drives me nuts. That puts me in a depression. So I'm trying to break the mindset of depression, trying to break the mindset of lethargy. And that puts me in a mindset of depression, watching these people on their phones. So a little word of advice, go up and ask them to get off the machine if they're on their phone. That's the best way to do it. So when you're doing this stuff, it's a real important thing. You will drop weight quickly. Now you got to work your way up. So if you're doing this stuff and you're working out in a HIIT training, high intensity interval training methodology, and you can't really handle, you're breathing too heavy, your heart rate's, you know, you don't feel good, back off. Seriously, back off. Go more gently, work your way up. It's totally okay. This is a journey. It's not a sprint. You know, it's a journey, not a sprint. I say that to my patients all the time. You know, care is a journey. I say, we're getting in a car, going to California, and we just grab the remote to go outside and open up the car. And I say, along the way, there's going to be things, there's going to be storms, there's going to be detours, but basically keep going west and you get to California eventually. So keep working on all these things. The key is, I want, movement's important. Movement's important. Eating's good is important, but there's ways to do it better. So if you can do it better, why not do that? Why not maximize every ounce you're putting in? This way you can enjoy your time not exercising more and get better results from it down the line. So I can't begin to tell you how much I'm really against medication. I mean, medication could be necessary at times, but it's like calling the fire department to your house if you have a fire in the kitchen. They can come and put it out, right? They can have success in putting the fire out, but you have to clean up all the damage that they left behind, the broken windows, saturated floors, your new stove. But basically, the medication never helps you get healthier. Now, some of you guys may be saying I'm crazy, but I'm gonna lay this out. I'm going to come back and let you know what that claim means. It doesn't help you get healthier. It helps you overcome a problem, but your body doesn't improve its ability to heal. So if we roll that back and you look at health and where it comes from, your body's designed to function perfectly. So if it's functioning perfectly, if it has no issues whatsoever, which is how we're meant to work, then a medication would make you sick if you took it, right? Understand that? You don't go in and take your mother, your grandfather, whoever's medication. It can damage you. Everybody gets that concept. But if you're sick and you take the medication, it's supposed to help you. Doesn't make any sense to me. So if your body's working better and your physiology isn't all of a sudden starts breaking down, not running right, and your numbers come back off track, right? You get tested, you know, blood work, whatever, it comes back off track. If you took a medication, it may put those numbers back to where they should be, which meets the goal. The doctor's goal is to get your numbers back to where they should be, but does it make you healthier? And the answer is no. Medication cannot improve your ability to function and heal. It can only deal with that number chemically to lower it or to help your body, you know, get to a point where it doesn't have these issues. Now, listen, I can understand the need for them. Like if you have super high blood pressure, 200 over 120, get on a blood pressure medication right away. You know, basically, we don't want you to die from that crisis. You know, if you're having a heart attack and they give you a pill and it saves your life, we don't want you dying from that crisis. You have a major infection, which can take your life. We don't want you to die from that infection. No one wants you to die from an infection, but it didn't make you healthier. It just helped your body to combat whatever you're dealing with. So the deal is you want to always be moving your body towards a healthier place. And that's my mindset. That's my concept. And I feel up to about 100 years ago, that was everybody's concept. It's just getting your body healthier, working better, functioning better, because we didn't have all the pharmaceuticals. Now all the pharmaceuticals, the goal is to get everybody on, you know, average senior citizens on 13 medications, which is barbaric. So you can be on 13 medications. You could have all these things going on and not one piece of advice to make you healthier. And as your health declines over time, you're getting put on more and more medication to try to solve the issue. And this is my big problem with anything having to do with your health. But I have a very, very, very big problem with someone popping a pill, no matter what the pill is. Nowadays, it's called GLP-1, Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever it is. A big problem with people taking that, trying to lose weight. And I'm sorry if you're taking it. And you know deep down inside, taking it isn't the right thing to do, but it's an easier way. It's an easier way to do it. And people want simple. They want something that's going to do the job. I remember people saying, if you take a pill to help you lose weight and put on muscle and you have to do anything about it, anybody would do it. But you got to know it doesn't make you healthier. It makes you sicker. Because if you take that pill and you lose weight, the moment you give that pill back, the moment you say, I'm not going to take it anymore, what happens? The weight comes back on with a vengeance, comes back on. It brings more pounds with it. You become sicker, all this stuff. So essentially it's kind of, I call it pushing a pool toy underwater. So it's pushing a pool toy underwater. It takes effort, all the stuff the pill's doing, the heavy lifting. But if you take your hand off that pool toy, it's going to spring back up, and it's going to go higher than the water when it springs up. And that's what happens with most medications. If you're on blood pressure medication, you go off the medication for a little bit, your blood pressure is going to go elevated until your body regulates, and then you can get more to your normal level. But the GLP-1 drugs, they impact your body negatively. That you lose tons of lean weight. So you lose tons of muscle, organ, bone, ligament, tendon weight, you lose all that stuff. You have many diseases and issues which become more profound in your body. It's not designed to get your body healthy. And the goal is, you know, to lose weight, not be a lifelong consumer of that drug. That's the pharmaceutical company's joy goal. There's no one in a pharmaceutical company saying, we're happy because Glenn, Mike, Sally, Bob is healthier. No one's saying that. They're high-fiving each other in the boardroom because people are buying more medications and quarterly profits are going up. So that's a ranting moment there. But I want you guys, this is why I talk about stuff like getting healthier. Talk about better ways to lose weight, better ways to build your health. And I had a patient last week who said, you talk about weight loss a lot. I said, I do. It's a big problem in our country. She says, but you're not talking about weight loss. I said, you're right. I'm not talking about weight loss. I'm talking about getting healthy. And when your body's healthier, it wants to let go of weight. So I'm going to share with you right now some keys to dropping weight quickly, but very, very healthy. So there's no issue with building poor health in the process. You only get healthier. The number one thing you have to do, and this is anybody listening right now, if you have any extra weight in your body, if you're not doing this, stop dieting immediately because you're destroying your metabolism. Number one, you need to find out what you're deficient in. I don't care how you do it. We have great technology in our office that'll tell you exactly which vitamins, which minerals, which micronutrients your body is deficient in. And if you're deficient in micronutrients, your body can't lose weight. Your body will want to hold on to weight with everything it has, and you can push it down like a pool toy, but if you let it up, it's going to come back quick. That's why you guys have crash dieted, and you push the weight down. As soon as you stop dieting, I say as soon as you take your foot off the gas pedal, you know, then all of a sudden it comes back on. So you really need to address it properly because if your body's healthy, it wants to let go of weight. It wants to be happy. It wants to be healthy. It wants to function good. So you really have to find out exactly what you're deficient in. You can't just throw vitamins against the wall and hope something sticks. You might get lucky. You might grab a vitamin, put it in your mouth, and it may be the thing you need, but it's very unlikely that you take the right thing. So you need to be tested to see exactly what you're deficient in and make that up for your body to be healthy. So once you do that, you can really drop down the number of calories you're eating because we're really overfed in this country, but really undernourished. Once you become fully nourished, you can drop down to calories. You don't need that many calories, and your body will want to let go of weight. It wants to let go of weight. It doesn't want to store weight. It wants to let go of it. So once you do that, your body will start dropping weight. And the coolest thing is your hormones will get more regulated and better balanced. So I'll tell you a little, cover your kids' ears. But people say once they start losing weight, get their hormones more balanced, their sex drive goes up. They feel more sexy. They feel more attractive. They're looking at the opposite sex with more allure, I guess, because their body's just working better. And we should have a healthy sex drive. That should be how we function. We shouldn't have a poor sex drive. So if we have a healthy sex drive, especially postmenopausal women, I hear all the time, I have no sex drive, no desire to do that stuff. And they do the program and they're saying, I'm having more sex than I've had in decades. So it's so cool to see people get their hormones right and get the sex drive back. So that's number one. Number two is with your hormones back in line, you're gaining lean weight. Some people don't even lose weight on our protocol, but they get so much leaner because they're putting on muscle and losing fat. So their weight remains stable. And it's such a cool concept. And they start dropping weight like crazy over time though. The goal is not weight loss. The goal is about being lean and healthy, right? But I'll tell you what, when people do our program, because so many people are holding on extra pounds, they usually drop 20 to 40 pounds over the first 40 days. It's a 90-day program at all, but the first cutting stage is 40 days. People lose 20 to 40 pounds and they lose 90% of that weight in fat. That's the coolest thing. Once you dial in your hormones, once you have more imbalance, your body wants to let go of fat. When you do it on GLP-1s, you lose up to 70% in other weight, only 30% fat, which is really troublesome because fat is considered muscle is considered the longevity organ. More muscle you have in your body, the better chance you have of living longer. So, you know, if you want to try to figure out how to lose weight before summer, I'm telling you right now, we've been open 10 years. And you can view this as promoting my business, whatever you want to do, but I'm saying this because it works. It works like crazy. People lose weight, they're healthier, they're happy, referring their friends, and they become a billboard. I don't have to advertise ever because they're a billboard walking around leaner, healthier, brighter, more vibrant, prettier, handsomer, all that cool stuff because they're just doing better and they're happier. And that's the goal. Happy, healthy people is the goal done properly. So if you want to come in, I'm going to open 10 times for this week where you can come in, go through our entire first visit process, meet with the coach, be tested, as I was just describing earlier, find out where you're nutrient deficient, and then get on a protocol to lose weight and get your body functioning tremendously better. Lose weight and function tremendously better. And the key is it falls off of you. Every day, I did it recently and I lost 1 to 2 pounds every day. Can't do it forever because you disappear eventually. I tell people you don't want to disappear. That's bad. But 1 to 2 pounds a day, which eventually slows up. But it's amazing every day to wake up. Your face is leaner. Your hat fits looser. Your shoes fit looser. Your wedding ring fits looser. It's amazing. It's such a good feeling. And the best part of it, just to give you a little secret, is when you walk into a room, you're not consumed with how you look, how you feel. Do you feel fat? Do you feel insecure? You walk into a room feeling free. You could be more emotionally available. You could be the person you want to be around other people. It could be more yourself around your kids, your spouse. It's a tremendous feeling. So if you want to come in, give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning. 845-896-1200. Or just text us. Text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S. We'll get back to you Monday morning as well. So once again, 845-896-1200. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning, or text us the word LOSS, L-O-S-S, and we'll get back to you Monday morning and set up a time to go through that appointment with you. And I guarantee you'll be in a better shape this summer than you've been probably in the past 10. All right. For all my Cairo people out there, I feel like Beyonce, all the single ladies, like all the Cairo people, people who just want to be healthier without taking medications to do so. They want to honor how their body's made, how their body works, and be healthier. I'm going to go through some peer reviewed research because I love this stuff. It validates what I'm telling you and basically gives you more confirmation that your body runs great when it's working well. So I'm going to start with a bombshell study, and it was the University of Chicago Medical Center, and they had they tested people, and I'll give you the press release first, right? So there's a press release, and they said the procedure has effects of not one but two blood pressure medications given in combination. So getting the top bone adjusted in your neck, if it's out of position, they found out that it works better than the top two leading blood pressure medications. Not chiropractic research, mainstream medical research. And they said Dr. George Bokris, they took 50 patients with high blood pressure. He got a specific upper cervical adjustment to the atlas, the very top bone in your neck. And so half of them got that and half got a fake procedure. I don't know how they did that, but a sham procedure. And then the lead author said, you know, that it worked better than two blood pressure medications together. So the biggest thing was, he said, it was one adjustment, no drugs. 8 weeks of sustained results, and that's not alternative medicine. That's factual medical research. So everybody out there on a blood pressure medication, I've experimented with this in my office. You adjust that top bone. I say, bring your blood pressure cuff and measure your blood pressure afterwards, and it always drops significantly. You don't want to be on medications. You can get off of it. You should seriously consider getting your top of your neck adjusted properly and bringing that blood pressure down. Next thing up, and I love this study, Dr. Ronald Perrow. He was the chief of cancer prevention in New York's Preventative Medicine Institute and professor of medicine at NYU, not a chiropractor. This is cancer researcher, and he just got curious about the relationship between the nervous system and the immune system. He measured immune competence, the body's ability to fight disease, across three groups. People had been under chiropractic care for 5+ years, not just one adjustment, 5+ years, the general population, people not getting adjusted, and people with cancer or serious illness. So what he did is he found that the immune system advantage, and he measured that there. He said the immune system advantage increased incredibly. And he said, we know the immune system function typically declines as we get older, but in the chiropractic group, it held. Long-term nervous systems system care appears to preserve immune resilience in a way we couldn't see with any other form of treatment with cancer patients. Love it, right? Next one up is a peer-reviewed journal study on brain sciences. So they use EEG technology to measure actual brain wave activity before and after getting adjusted. And what they found was remarkable. After just 4 weeks of adjustments, the chiropractic group showed measurable changes in their brain's default mode network. That's the resting state that you're responsible for mood, self-regulation, and mental clarity. So the cool thing is, the conclusion is many of the health benefits of chiropractic care are due to altered brain activity, not just structural changes. People assume way too much, moving a bone, taking pressure off a disc, off a nerve, but that's the least of the results. brain function increased, actual neurological rewiring happened, neuroplasticity increased, and that's your nervous system doing what it's designed to do. So I can go down and down and down. We have HIV study. We have so many studies here. But basically what it comes down to is your nervous system is meant to function perfectly. And if it's functioning perfectly, your body will in turn function better. So those are three studies, right? Having to do with cancer, your body fighting cancer, having to do with blood pressure, leading to causes of death, heart disease and cancer, and also mood, depression, anxiety increased tremendously. I just love it. And basically, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. If you go to a chiropractor and they know what they're doing, they're going to do an x-ray to make sure your spine isn't properly positioned. I'd love it to be properly positioned, but if it isn't, you have to get it remolded and reshaped to where it should be. So basically, you have to get it back to where it should be positionally. You should have three curves in your spine. You should have a C curve, curve shaped like a C in your neck, opposite C curve in your mid back, and a same C curve in your low back. That's very generic. We examine your films with much more detail, but that's a good starting point. And that top bone in your neck, the one that reduced blood pressure when it was adjusted, needs to be 31 degrees pointed downward. So if you have these positions, generally you're going to be much, much healthier than the average person. You're going to live much longer. You have less disc breakdown and damage. You're going to be healthier. You're going to have less pain. Everything you want to do, all the research shows that clearly. And it's really cool to see that. I see it every day in my office. I see a lot of people in my office. And every day I see these people with issues. We adjust them. We take care of them. They function much better. So if you want to come in, if you want to get checked out, if you want to just, people get their teeth checked every year, get them clean. They don't know what their spine is. They have no idea what position their spine's in. If you want to get checked, get an exam, get the x-rays. We're doing it for 10 people this week. Do it completely for free. We'll do x-rays, exam, follow through, all that stuff. Just give us a call. 845-896-1200. We'll get you in, on the schedule, call you back Monday, or text us the word posture, and we'll get you in the schedule Monday and have you come in and be checked out. That's 845-896-1200. Why wait? Come in and get checked out before it becomes a problem. As always, guys, I love you. Hope you have a great week, and I'll be back with you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.